Hello all. Now here's TBS PRS or TBS PRS, and he is the maintainer of the Event Fahrplan project for Android. I love it, I have to say, I love it really. And he's now here and explaining and give a retrospective of what happened in the Event Fahrplan. And so I will hear what he's telling us. Please start.
Thank you. Welcome. I'm Toby, I live in Berlin. I do Android, and one of the projects is Event Fahrplan. I'd like to give you an introduction about what happened what is Event Fahrplan and also what happened in the last year. I must say, I talked about this before at DVOC this year, but since then a lot has happened, so this is an update. And but it's also for beginners, so you if you don't know the app or the project, I will tell you. What is Event Fahrplan? It's a conference app. It's kind of a general purpose conference app, so it's been used at smaller and bigger conferences. It's there since many years, and in this year, there have been many conferences that never used it before, so the audience grew a bit. The project is open source, it's available on GitHub, and as you can see, it's written in Java and Kotlin. Kotlin is taking over, and it's Apache licensed. And there's people contributing besides me. Currently, I'm the only maintainer, but from time to time, there's valuable contributions, and so can you. And this app is also the conference app for this very event. There's other apps also, but there's also this one, and you might have used it. If not, give it a try. And I like to tell you what it's all about. But before, a bit of history. I like to point out I did not create the project. I stepped in 2013 and contributed ever since. I actually started with an icon. There was like a calendar icon that I couldn't like really figure out, so I asked to replace it. And the former maintainer, Tux Mobile, replaced it. So that was my first contribution. This year, a lot of people also helped. I'd like to thank especially Katty and Matthias, who have been active in the recent months and helped me a lot with getting this ready for RC3 Nowhere. Further, I like to thank people who donated for the project and the time and work I put into this. And I also appreciate people giving reviews and ratings on Google Play, so other people can see like if this app is actually good enough to be installed. So here's a short introduction. The for me, special thing about the app is this grid view that you see when you open the app. It allows you to directly compare which sessions are running in parallel, so you can choose and switch where you want. Besides that, there is a function to put favorites on, like, to favor your sessions, and then organize yourself, pick your favorite talks, and then look them later. You can export those favorites as plain text, or there's an integration with the Chaos Flix app, which allows you to watch the videos later on MediaCCC.de or on YouTube, and don't forget to use that, so later on if you watch the recordings. Also, there's the alarm function, which wakes you up, so you don't miss the talk. You can configure the timing. So if you like need some time to go somewhere or switch rooms on at a real-world conference. And also there's schedule updates. The app downloads the data on a regular basis and then notifies you if there's any Fahrplan updates or like a description or anything like the speaker changed or a session changed to another room. This is then highlighted on the schedule changes screen, so you actually don't miss anything. But there's even more. You can export sessions to your calendar if you like to. You can share a session with other people. It gives you the link and the description, but also the time and the time zone, which is important if you're on an international conference and people in other time zones, they certainly need the time and the time zone information. You can give feedback, which takes you to the website of the actual backend, which is pre-talks in this conference. And then you can leave a comment and rate the talk. And I highly encourage to do so. So please give feedback to all the speakers. On an in-person conference, there's the C3 navigation project, which navigates you indoor to different rooms. So there's an integration with that. Not relevant right now, but in the future, I hope, again. ChaosFlix, I mentioned that. And last but not least, there's an integration with the Engel system. So if you are an Angel and you have shifts working here, then you can load your very personal shifts into the app. It shows up as an extra column, and then you know when to work, when to watch a session. The app is currently available in 11 languages. It's been translated into Dutch, French, and Spanish lately, like this year and end of last year, which became available in this version. And very lately, a friend added Polish, which is very nice. So thank you a lot. And please be encouraged to add other languages. This year, the app has been released 19 times. That means like for one event, there have been several releases. And overall, there's 10 events. And as I mentioned in the beginning, there's other conferences outside of the CCC bubble, like the LibreOffice conference, which was like an international but online conference. There was the Phosphor-G in Buenos Aires, and that's the OpenStreetMap community. There was a Python conference in South Africa, and many more. And if you're interested to have the conference at your event, there's like three backends that the app works out of the box, which is FRAP and pre-talks and Waiver. Now I like to tell you about some highlights of this year. There were some issues about scrolling. So when you navigate in the app, you open the detail screen and you navigate back. It's a bit annoying if the app jumps its position. So scroll position bug fixes should be done. If not, let me know. Through the international COVID crisis, it became very obvious that time zone support is very important. And all the time information in the app are like compatible with time zones. So whenever you're in a different time zone and your device is then this should work. And you can even switch to your own time zone. So if you are not interested in the date and time information of Germany, then you can switch in the settings. Then there's clickable web and email addresses. This wasn't the case in the session description. Now it's automatically highlighted and clickable, so it should be more convenient to actually like click on those. There's a new customization guide. So if you are interested in providing the app to your event, please stick to this customization guide, and please let me know if anything is unclear or you can't like handle it on your own. And translations, as I mentioned. I also revised the setting screen. There's like new description for each item, and you can see the actual setting that is current. The session information that is shared to the calendar app has been completed. There was just a link before and like the abstract, and now you have the full description in your calendar. I worked on accessibility a bit. The session information read out much better now on TalkBack. So if you select the session in the overview screen or in the detail screen, this should be much better. One of the very big workloads that happened this year is the architecture rewrite. The app had several issues with updating data, and now over the last months I switched to a reactive approach where the data comes from the back end, is pushed into the screen. You will see updates when data is updated. There's nothing that you have to do. You won't really notice, but I hope all the other issues are gone. And yeah, let me know. The alarm screen is not ready yet. All the other screens, speaking of favorites, the main screen, the detailed screen, and the schedule updates screen are updated, so this should be very convenient. And I mentioned that before, due to other conferences, like the DebConf conference, I could add Waver support. It's a Python backend, like Pretox is a backend for RC3. And the app works with Waver too in the recent version. Now is the question how you can get involved. I picked a few topics. There's more. And maybe there's something where you want to join the project or just join it for one task. It's up to you. You could review the accessibility. I'm looking for a person who can do that, who can actually try that out and has experience. Please let me know if you're interested. The detailed screen could be redesigned. There's some information that are missing, like duration, and the icons could be moved to another place. If you're interested to discuss this, please let me know. I would love to have code coverage configured with Jacoco, for example, and SonarCube. Then it would be nice to have a search function and to filter sessions. It would be nice to set up GitHub Actions for running all the tests to build a project and maybe deployment. You can actually donate to the project. There's like a profile on Patreon, on LiberaPay, and on GitHub sponsors. And the app is still using some bitmaps in a few places for icons, and those can be replaced by SVGs. This would also allow to customize them much easier, like colorizing and putting like the theme of the conference. And last but not least, it would be nice if someone wants to set up a translation for the project with tools like Transifex or Weblate or anything better. That's not all, as I said, but in the issue tracker, there's more. Please have a look. You can also leave your own ideas. If you are not into creating an issue, there's maybe a better place in the discussion board. So you can choose if you write an issue or first discuss things. And that's it. That was a short introduction and a short overview of the last year. I would be happy to see you on the project. Please reach out to me either on GitHub or on Twitter. My handle is there on the bottom right, TBSPRS. And the slides of this talk will be available on SlideShare. Thank you.
Hi, thank you very much. One question from the internet is how does the event Fahrplan works with other planning tools like pre-talks or other where the program is coordinated?
The general setup is that pre-talks is the database of mm-hmm. all the sessions, and what the app does is downloading all the data in one file and then displaying it. So there's no modification of the content. Mm-hmm. What pre-talk serves that is what will be displayed. I mentioned the translation. There's 11 languages. That means the app itself with all the texts is translated, but the content comes from pre-talks. So mm-hmm. it's up to the back end, or in this case, pre-talks, to translate text over there.
Okay, thank you very much. I think no more questions till now. So thank you very much for the talk.
Everything is licensed under a CC by 4.0, and it is all for the community
to download for everybody.